Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Ah, hello there. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. Leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We are heard on the Quad Pod Network at QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. We are also on Z Radio Live at ZRadioLive.com every Thursday. And for all the info, RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Oh, he got a fetus. And we got some breaking news here to the CBS Sports HQ newsroom. And yes, Team USA goes down to France in their Olympic opener in Tokyo, 83-76. The loss snapping USA's 25-game win streak at the Olympics. First loss in group play since...
Oh, man. I love all the people who know absolutely nothing about basketball. Like... And I'm not the authority on basketball. I don't know that much, but I watch a lot and I listen to podcasts. So, like, I know more than a lot of other people, but I'm not an expert. I'm never going to claim to be an expert at the NBA. You're never going to hear me go, oh, I'm the authority. But I am, though. But here's what I'm saying. All these casual fans going, wow, Team USA must suck. All the players, they're awful, man. They're terrible. No. We have some of the best players on Team USA. Devin Booker, who's just in the finals. Kevin Durant. Draymond Green, who's great for the Warriors. Drew Holiday, who just balled out for the Milwaukee Bucks. Zach LaVine, who's good on the Bulls. Damian Lillard, a future Hall of Famer. JaVale McGee, which you wonder why he's there. They just needed to fill a room. Jason Tatum of the Celtics. Chris Middleton. On paper, that looks stupendous. On paper, you look at that and you go, oh, this is going to be great. But no one's thinking about this angle. There's two angles to why this Team USA team sucks. First of all, they don't want to be there. None of them like each other. This isn't the old school basketball of the dream team of 92, which everyone brings up. But nobody talks about the 2008 and 2012 and 2016 Team USA teams. LeBron, Carmelo, Kobe. I believe Durant was on those teams. And everybody can hate on LeBron all they want. Space Jam 2 sucks, and I'll get to that later. But he makes everybody around him better for the time being, and then they get sick of him. But in the prime of things, it's like him going to different relationships. When things are good, he makes everybody around him better. When things are good... So that's why it worked at the Olympics, was because he was making everyone around him better. But do you really think a Devin Booker, who just lost to Drew Holiday and just lost to Chris Middleton, you really think Devin Booker is hanging out and he's not banging Kendall Jenner? And you think he's really, yeah, because you got to think about that. He doesn't want to be around anybody who just beat him in the finals. He was kind of a brat in the finals. I was rooting for the Suns until Giannis became more humble. but you just lost, and he has that bratty mentality. So do you really think Devin Booker, who is trying to be a copycat of Kobe, even though he says he's not, do you really think he's like, oh, I just want to hang out with the guys that just beat me, Chris Middleton and Drew? He doesn't want to be there. And you know he so would rather be banging Kendall Jenner. It's beyond obvious. You just literally work for 2 months, and you lose right at the finish line. Like, you're really close to being a champion. Time to go to the Olympics. That's what I want to do, is go to a quarantine Olympics. Oh, I don't want to hang out with Kendall Jenner. I mean, who would want that? Half of the NBA?
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I'm kidding. It's only facts.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
And she's even made tweets about it. She's like, who cares about what I do with my coochie? And I'm like, hell yeah, baby. That is the way to live your life. This following segment was brought to you by FitsAgeFitness.com. Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area. If you don't live in the Bay, go to FitsAgeFitness.com and you can do virtual workouts. Get it? Got it good.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Someone hit me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hello. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We have so much to get into, but once again, thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
Baby, let's go.
So I found out about the CBS Sports HQ YouTube account that has news clips, and I was in awe. Because I'm not good at breaking down sports, but I'm good at commenting about it, if that makes sense. Because everyone can do that. So pretty much people that never played are good at commenting on it. People that played are good at, you know, analyzing it. And I would fall into the category of just commenting because I never played a second of sports.
Money.
Just being real. All right. So. Here's what's going on. We have Simone Biles pulling out of Team USA competition. And I have a lot to say about that. A lot. Where I pretty much defend her.
Now to Team USA at the Olympics and Simone Biles withdrawing from Team Gymnastics event today and her deeply personal explanation. James Longman from Tokyo.
Yeah, mental health is more important than the Olympics.
Tonight, heartbreak and resilience at the women's team gymnastics. Hearts stopping as star Olympian Simone Biles stumbled on the vault.
Oh my God. It is insane how irrelevant the Olympics is. Because it was always on, like, either in the cold winter months in, like, February, when they would have the Winter Olympics, and then during the summer when there's nothing but reruns on TV. But now that you got TikTok and all these services like Netflix and Amazon Prime and podcasts, no one really cares about the Olympics. So like mental health is a much more important thing. And when you have Simone Biles pulling out because of it, all these assholes that are boomers are like, she doesn't care about Team USA. Even though Team USA kept Larry Nassar employed, but we're going to pretend that we know about Team USA. Shut the fuck up. Google Larry Nassar, you assholes.
Tonight, heartbreak and resilience at the women's team gymnastics. Hearts stopping as star Olympian Simone Biles stumbled on the vault. confusion as she's seen back in her tracksuit, and then the 24-year-old shocking the world, pulling out of the rest of the competition.
I didn't.
Okay. Monday, I lost my mind. Not in a bad way, I promise. But I was just having a panic attack about my career and whatnot. Now I'm good, I promise. But I think this is what happened to her. She got nervous. She was under pressure. All these people. Hey, I want to see you go out there and try to do what she does. Until then, shut the hell up.
I didn't want to risk the team a medal for kind of my screw-ups because they've worked way too hard for that.
Her teammates, Sunisa Lee, Jordan Charles, and Grace McCallum stepping up. Biles cheering them on from the sidelines. But in the end, it was a silver medal behind Russia's gold. Biles saying that she stepped aside to take care of her mental health.
I said...
Good! Okay, and here's what's aggravating too. Here's what's driving me nuts. Is every May, it's National Mental Health Awareness Month. And everybody goes, oh yeah, break the stigma. Break the stigma. Break the stigma. Oh, we care about mental health. Break the stigma. Break the stigma. Break the stigma. Break the stigma. Break. But then when June begins and we are completely over May, no one talks about mental health. And then everybody goes back to being an asshole to everybody else. I'm mentally ill. I meditate. I do whatever I can to help out the negative thoughts in my brain. But other people don't. So don't go, oh, it's May, time to do hashtags to get likes on social media. Either be about mental health awareness or shut the hell up.
I put mental health first, so it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself.
Another shock, Japan's Naomi Osaka dealt a crushing blow. The tennis superstar, number two in the world, losing to Czech Republic's Markita Vondrousova.
Right. And just think about how irrelevant all this is. We'll never meet these people, but it's a like late Gen X boomer thing where they like get really into it. I think it's equivalent to like when somebody gets really into a radio show or a podcast or a celebrity like Dave Portnoy and you consume it so much and you watch it, somebody definitely like Dave Portnoy where you get really into it and then you think you know them. And then you remember things about them that they say in their podcast that when you meet them and tell them that you remember, they don't even remember. Like you remember things about their lives more than they even remember about their lives. So what I'm saying is that's what the Olympics is for Gen X and millennials and baby boomers is it's like, oh, we get really into it. We watch the semifinals and the pre-races and that and all the whatever. I don't watch the Olympics. But what I'm saying is they get into it before it even begins. It's like the training camp for the Olympics. Whatever that is, that's what all the boomers get into. What's Simone Biles going to do this year? What's Michael Phelps going to do this year? What's this going to they? It's their thing. But you're not doing anything. You're sitting on your couch at your nice house watching people put their body on the line literally in front of the whole world. I know at times we go, oh yeah, the whole world was watching the Chicago Cubs game 5 years ago in the World Series, but the whole world wasn't. Canada wasn't really watching it. Mexico wasn't really watching it. New Zealand wasn't really watching it. I'm sure there were people there that watched it, but the whole world wasn't actually watching the sports game that person talks about. You know, whenever like the ratings come in and they go, oh, the whole world was watching the Super Bowl and they really weren't. You know that common phrase they use on SportsCenter? Well, that's actually legitimately accurate in this situation because the whole world, every country is watching the Olympics and everybody is watching Simone Biles. And imagine that pressure you're under. Imagine the anxiety. And hey, maybe she doesn't want to do it. And Google Larry Nassar and then come to me with facts. Until you Google Larry Nassar, I don't ever want to hear anybody critique the U.S. women's gymnasts. And if you find a way to critique them after you read about Larry Nassar, you're just an asshole.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Before I go to break, I'll just play this real quick.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
And then you had guys like Clay Travis tweeting out. I mean, Clay Travis is a right-wing troll, and he's fine. He's talented. I'm a fan. But he was like, she's a disrespect to America. Quit on our team. And it's like, well, then don't ever talk about mental health awareness if we're going to let people like Clay Travis have a platform to spread hate. Oh, I think I said too much. This following segment, just burned a bridge if he ever hears that. This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at tampabayhotsauce.com. There has the locations where you can buy it in person and you can also order online.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
This is the Hoppy Radio Network.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in, too.
Hoppy. 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com, bro.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Wait up. Get it? He said, baby, let's go. And I said, wait up. It was hilarious. All right, we have much more to get into. Travis Kelce says the Chiefs should be favorite to win the Super Bowl. Whoa! The player that just lost in the Super Bowl but won the Super Bowl the previous year, so he's used to going to the Super Bowl. He's going to say the team he's playing on has Super Bowl chances. Whoa! Call the presses.
He's about to enter his ninth season now in the NFL. Taking a look at his ranks, though, since 2014, well, he has been oh so dominant. You can't really get much better than that, pretty much first across the board. So what can we expect from the veteran tight end of the Chiefs this season?
To catch balls and get more touchdowns.
Find out. Let's welcome in Travis Kelce to CBS Sports HQ. Of course, Kelce, he's cleared the air on that. Kelce, Kelce, we can call you both at this point. You guys got
Thank you for that.
Training camp underway. You're about to enter your ninth season in the NFL. I'm curious, like, at this point, is it just like going back to summer camp or leaving summer break and going back to school for you?
Only you're making millions and banging side chicks. Oh, but it's just like summer camp.
As a veteran, how do you approach the start of the season?
I'm fired up. I absolutely love going to training camp. It's where we really find the mold and find the foundation for our team.
Or leaving summer break and going back to school for you as a veteran, you take time to
do one thing. And it's just good to relax and just take a breather and not think about it and just get away. And that's what I've been doing this off season. But I guess for the past, ever since OTAs kind of started up here, we've just really been grinding and trying to find ways to get better.
That is the definition of life, grinding and finding ways to get better.
And I can't, no better place to get it done than 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks out in St. Joe, Missouri, where we ate.
Hell yeah, that's where I want to be. Who wants to be in St. Joe, Missouri? Oh, the Kansas City Chiefs that are paid millions and will probably win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
We got nothing but football.
That sounds like an answer a football player would give. We got nothing but football. We don't have CTE, we promise, but we find out later on when we're dead that we have CTE. Mm-hmm. Here is Aaron Rodgers as he has issues with the Packers. I think you could have just taken out the word Packers and just left that Aaron Rodgers has issues.
Well, this just into CBS Sports HQ, reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers at training camp after a long offseason standoff.
You know what's funny is like what Aaron Rodgers is currently doing by being this self-righteous sociopathic asshole, where he's doing this routine where you couldn't see him the whole offseason and he's being dramatic and he's going to training camp. Is Aaron going to show up or not? Is he or is he not? This whole routine he's doing is like what LeBron used to do on the Heat and Sammy Sosa did on the Cubs. It's like they want to make it all about them. And I'm not surprised at all. Everybody is so surprised at how much of an asshole Aaron Rodgers has been the last 5-10 years that we've found out more about him. And that's because the last 5-10 years that we found out more about him, we found out that his family despises him and that he breaks up with beautiful women all the time. Aaron Rodgers is not a good person. He's not somebody I'd want to hang out with. He looks like kind of a douche. So when you tell me that this guy is going to bring all this drama to the Packers, I mean, you should have saw it coming.
Off with the Packers, the team including its star quarterback reported to Lambeau Field yesterday. The Packers held their first practice this morning as Rodgers addressed the media for the first time. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
Aaron, what was this all about for you?
I mean, that's kind of a loaded question.
It's kind of a loaded question because I don't know how to answer it. Also, you know he showed up for training camp because he just saw that Giannis is the most humble, likable athlete in the world, and he's the king of Wisconsin, and Aaron Rodgers is no longer the king of Wisconsin. That's the only reason this asswipe showed up. It's because of his ego. He's a douche.
I think, you know, there was a lot of things that transpired. This wasn't, you know, a draft day thing. You know, this was started with a conversation in February.
It was right after we didn't go for it, and then I kind of left for a little bit and went to Maui with Miles Teller, another likable person.
The season ended. And I just expressed, you know, my desire to be more involved in conversations directly affecting my job.
That's the ego. I love it. All these athletes are so entitled. I must know about all the upcoming moves you guys are going to make because I don't like that you have Jordan Love sitting on the roster waiting to take over. Just like how you did that with Brett Favre and having me on a team. This guy has small D energy. This guy thinks he's better than everybody. And this guy sees that his time is running up and he's acting like he's 28 years old in his prime when he's 36, a great quarterback, but not in your prime.
Also, I wanted to help the organization maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my
opinion. What a shot. I mean, this guy doesn't care anymore because he's like, you guys can get rid of me. I'm going to shit talk as much as possible. You guys can trade me to a winning situation. God, could you imagine if they traded him to a bad team? Oh, that would be hilarious. You don't know what you have until it's gone, Aaron. God, could you imagine him, like, I don't know. What team would be, like, the Tennessee Titans or something. Like, something that's not, like, fashionable. Something that's not cool.
Maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about...
I'm glad you never made any bad choices, Aaron. You've always been so clutch and such a perfect person. With the 15 years you've put into football and you've won one Super Bowl. Oh, but you're so perfect.
The way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated.
All right. Who cares about how the other people were treated? Worry about yourself, which is what you do a pretty good job of. I don't know, man. He is such a douchebag, bro. Like, and I love him, though. You know what I mean? Because Aaron Rodgers is so good, and he makes it look so easy, and I spent a lifetime of watching him demolish the Bears, the same with Brett Favre, because I'm from Chicago, and they always played the Packers twice a year, and then they would show Packers games. So I've had a whole lifetime of seeing Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers, man, is so good. The way he's in that ugly green and yellow uniform of the Green Bay Packers, and it's negative 10 out, and there's snow everywhere, and he's had those clutch moments where he's throwing a bomb for 70 yards, or within 2 minutes, he gets a touchdown, and he won the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh, and he's great, man. He's so fun to watch. But holy crap, is Aaron Rodgers a sociopathic douchebag. He thinks everything is about him. He's a narcissist. He makes everything about, ooh, look at me. I'm the main person in this problem. I'm the main person that has no problems, because you've made all the problems. I've done none of it. He's just a douche. God. Let's see what's going on with Mike Tomlin as he comments about Big Ben.
Well, the Steelers had absolutely a great start.
That was a weird way to begin the sports video. I felt like I was having a panic attack. Like, it took her 6 seconds to talk, and I was having a crisis about my life while that music was playing. Where's my life going?
Well, the Steelers had absolutely a great start to last season. We all know that. Going in 11-0 for the first time in franchise history. They made it to the postseason where, yes, they lost to the Browns in the wild card round.
Man, it feels like 10 years ago.
And despite that, the Steelers are not the favorite win the AFC North, nor are they.
Yeah, it's not like Big Ben. What's that last name? Is it Roethlisberger? Yeah, he's kind of getting older. What's his name again? Ben Roethlisberger?
Favorite. In fact, they're behind the Ravens and the Browns. But head coach Mike Tomlin has a different idea about all of that. Here he is talking to our Brian McFadden at Steelers training camp.
Brian McFadden here, Pittsburgh Steelers training camp, Heinz Field, here with head coach Mike T. Day 5 of training camp so far. What are you seeing from the ball club?
Man, I see a group that has come ready, and you know.
Yeah, they didn't like losing to Cleveland 6 months ago. it's just a bad energy. Just the whole city of Cleveland in general.
Me, it kind of starts there. That's the jello that you can't get back in the box. They show.
I've never heard that one. That's the jello you can't get back. Oh.
Showed up in really good shape.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have an opportunity to maybe get in shape once you get here. We're just not here for that length of time the way we used to back in the day when you and I worked together. So they showed up ready to go. Largely, the group's in good shape, mm-hmm. and that's a good sign.
What are your early expectations from your first round of Najee Harris? I know he had a heck.
Alrighty. So he goes on to say in the next 7 minutes at some point that Ben Roethlisberger is very motivated. Yeah. He's kind of forgotten. He was really good in the mid-2000s through like 2012 and he got injured. Yeah, that's the only problem with Ben Roethlisberger's legacy is that he hasn't won a Super Bowl in 12 years. Oh, God, is he a weird dude. Ben Roethlisberger saying he's very motivated. Yeah, you haven't done anything in 10 years. And if you go to Ben Roethlisberger's Wikipedia page, you can hear about, you can read all about the motorcycle accident and the thing in Lake Tahoe and Georgia and his suspension, which means he did something, but because he's rich and famous, he got away with it. Never been a fan of Ben Roethlisberger. Again, a lot of these players are complete scumbags and I hate watching them. Like, I hate them as a person, but I love watching them. Like, there's nothing better than watching offensive lineman ass looking when it comes to Ben Roethlisberger. He looks more like an offensive lineman than he does a quarterback. And the way he runs around and somehow throws the ball 70 yards and gets a touchdown and won the Super Bowl and was clutch with Santonio Holmes against the Arizona Cardinals. There's those moments that are great. But I also would not want him dating my daughter.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I'm just being real.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
But I'm right here. This following segment was brought to you by Westchaseprinting.com. When I tell you, I'm a man of my words. I would never lie to you when I tell you that Westchaseprinting.com is the best website. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need. Located here in Tampa Bay, so you're supporting small businesses. DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram, West Chase Printing on Instagram. And when you get that invoice, you were going to get hooked up anyway. Because Tone always hooks everybody he comes into business with up. But when you say on that invoice, yeah, you heard about it on the award-winning Hoppy Hour podcast, he'll hook you up.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour. Listen to Hoppy Hour by searching Hoppy Radio on your favorite podcasting platform.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show. Other stations are tuned in too.
Woohoo! We're alive. We're not under the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Life's short. Live it up. And call me. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com, bro.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
Oh, yeah. Woohoo! I'm in a good mood. I got a second job today. If I wouldn't get hit with a licensing little complaint from Spreaker right now, I would be playing that song. Here comes the money. Money, 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 money. Dollar, 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 dollar. But I'll just do it in real life. Your boy is going to manifest success. And nothing says the process of manifest will work like talking about it and not just letting it happen. Ryan, move on and talk more about the news and don't talk about the things that are going to happen anyway.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
On a spectacular stretch of land by the north shore of Oahu sits this farm. Its exact location, not publicized for security reasons, because inside these greenhouses sit 400 cannabis plants grown.
Whoa.
By veterans for veterans.
So each of these plants belongs to somebody. Is that what these tags are?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's correct.
Jason Hanley runs this co-op farm where people grow their own medical marijuana a lot cheaper than if they had to buy it somewhere else.
How many of those patients that you serve are veterans, would you say?
I would say about 50%.
That's a lot. Yep.
It's great. The stigma, the attitude about marijuana is finally changing. Everyone sees that it's good for anxiety, it's good for muscle pain, it's good for PTSD. And honestly, if you're living in the past of thinking, they're nothing but losers, they live in vans. All the people that smoke weed are losers. No, Dr. Dre smokes weed and he's one of the best rappers ever. You know them, Dr. Dre? Mm-hmm. That's how you got to do it. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Yeah, that's a lot of veterans.
These 10 plants belong to Gemma Osborne, a retired Air Force staff sergeant who was stationed in New York when 9/11 happened.
Oh, wow.
Deployed to the World
Trade Center. Yeah, you would need a lot of weed if you were at 9/11.
Trade Center almost immediately after the towers fell.
About 7 or 8 of us got really sick, and I'm still the last survivor out of the group.
It is stage 4 kidney failure in both your kidneys.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what,
yeah.
What does that do to you?
I vomit a lot. I get weak. Stomach pains that can kill.
Osborne was losing weight fast, in pain constantly, when she was persuaded to visit Hawaii.
So what happened the first time that you smoked cannabis to try to alleviate your symptoms?
I got really, really, really high.
I like this woman.
So, and that's important. I got really, so I didn't feel the pain.
Where would you be if you didn't have, if you hadn't found?
That's what weed does.
On this farm and you hadn't found cannabis.
Close to death. Closer to death.
Cannabis works for Osborne and other vets like her. Problem is, they can't get it from the VA. It's against the law for government doctors to recommend it.
It's so annoying because, like, we have all these, like, old boomer great generation rules. Like, oh, weed's bad. Insurance companies shouldn't cover it. Blah, blah, blah. It's all a money scam. And you got all these weird laws. You can do this here. And, oh, God. Just make it legal. Let us smoke weed. Allegedly, I would never.
Because marijuana is still classified as a Schedule 1 controlled narcotic. That means right now, even in the 30s...
Like, the fact that you even call it a narcotic, it's like... I don't know. I don't know what it's like. But to even compare weed to narcotics, it's just, get out of here.
6 states plus D.C. where medical marijuana is legal to treat conditions like chronic pain, vets can only access it if they find it on their own and pay for it out of pocket. Now,
hell yeah, that's the government taking care of us. We got Joe Biden as president. Yeah, dog-faced pony soldier. And I hated Trump too, so I don't want to hear one person go, you're a Trumper. I haven't fucking voted in 8 years. I don't care. I'm just saying, oh yeah, we got, I don't know if it's Kamala or Kamala. I know everyone's going to go, it's one or the other. I don't care. We have her and you have Joe Biden. They're going to be the solution. Once we get rid of Trump, all the problems are going to go away, like COVID and awful medical marijuana laws. But then we realize that every single politician is a money-hungry scumbag who had no power growing up, wasn't cool growing up, so now they have the power trip. And they make it hard for people to get marijuana, and they make it hard to do anything in life, because it all goes back to them and their pocket. and their paycheck. They don't care about anybody but themselves. But then again, that could be the whole mantra of life. We really only do care about ourselves.
A new push in Washington hopes to change that.
When they say, hey, how come the VA can't do it? It's an
This will happen in 2038.
Affordability issue.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine leading the way.
It might be a veteran saying, I've got chronic pain issues, but opioids are really dangerous. Marijuana.
Yeah, all these places. Oh, we're going to give you Xanax and we're going to give you Klonopin. Good idea. Like, that's not that bad. Get out of here. It's a drug, too. Oh, well, I can't give you a weed, but we'll easily give you as many pills as you want. Here, have some. We can have a party.
It's like
wrong button, I meant to say. We're going to have a party. Yeah, come on over. No, get out of here.
Marijuana is a better way to manage it. And yet the VA hospitals, even in the states like Virginia that allow use of marijuana, certainly for medical purposes, they can't offer that as an option.
Leah Kuntz thinks that's important. She's still struggling with PTSD after 14 years in the Navy.
We should have the choice, though. Like, we don't want to take pharmaceuticals. Awesome. We shouldn't have to. We shouldn't have that be our only option, of pain or pharmaceuticals.
A Veteran Affairs spokesperson tells NBC News the VA does not have a position on bills that would authorize cannabis use for vets. The VA pointing out its providers cannot help patients get it, but veterans will not be denied benefits for marijuana use. You could.
Weird, man.
I'd say some vets are fighting the country they fought for, but that's not how Osborne sees it.
I always tell people that's the best job I ever had.
Was in the Air Force?
In the Air Force.
You just want to see...
Man, God bless anybody that serves. I am a pussy who likes to sleep until 10:30, and God bless the people that do serve.
See them open the door a little bit to something that has been stigmatized for a long time that you found.
Just
it's almost
share.
A miracle plant for you.
Absolutely. Not almost, it is.
All righty. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494. Where's the water?
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. There, you can get all the info where you can sign up for his class Monday, Wednesday, Friday. St. Petersburg, not big Florida. Wow, that was weird. Not every live read is going to be a real winner, but I did promote the fact that Amir Academy of Martial Arts is the best of all time. See, I was able to recover.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
It was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over.
Oh, wow.
Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Got it.
Such an elegant concept. Mm-hmm. A simple lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Hoppy's mind is like a circus, and you're all invited. Welcome back to Hoppy Out.
Topic.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Is Kim Kardashian ready to start dating again?
Maybe having sex, but I don't know about dating.
Just gotta roll with it.
A source is opening up to ET about the 40-year-old beauty mogul, revealing that while she's super focused on her kids and brand, quote, she wouldn't be fully opposed to dating again if...
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman who has needs.
The right guy came along down the line.
What about that lawyer she was banging out?
The reality star filed for divorce from husband Kanye West in February. During the Keeping Up with the Kardashians reunion special, she addressed rumors that she was dating Colombian singer Maluma.
We all need a little Maluma in our life.
No, I've seen him a few times, always in Miami. Such a nice guy.
I saw him a few times too.
So nice.
She also shut down reports of dating attorney and political commentator Van Jones.
Again, it's not dating. It's having sex. It's hooking up.
There are rumors that you're dating Van Jones.
Van texted me and was like, this rumor has gotten me so many dates, and I'm so grateful. So
thank you for... Never mind. I don't want to be canceled. But I think you got the point.
No, I'm not dating either one. Not Van Jones, not Maluma. For
now. I like how she's saying dating. I've seen her give Ray J head. It's bizarre, man.
Now, the source says Kim and Kanye's four kids, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm, are doing really well.
That's good.
Adding that Kim has always been a really hands-on mom who does a...
Good, yeah, she's a human being too. We act like, oh wow, this beautiful woman is a good mother. Yes!
A great job at balancing and spending time with them, even when work gets busy. Quote, family time is and always will be a huge priority.
A round of applause. I'm being serious too. Got Angelina Jolie being a douchebag. You got Brad Pitt kind of being a douchebag, but I think he's being set up by Angelina and that divorce settlement and everything going on with that. But you have Kim and Kanye trying to make it work in a weird way, and she's a good mother. Mm-hmm.
To her.
At the end of the day, life is about being happy, being who you are.
What a deep quote.
And I feel like we are so blessed to have the best support system and the best...
And the best money, and our mom who sold our sex tape. Woohoo!
Family to really just support each other no matter what we're going through.
And that's that thing is where they go, what we're going through. Like, there always has to be drama with them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not married and I don't have kids, so I'm well aware that even though I'm in a relationship with my girlfriend, like, we don't have kids, so we don't know the chaos that's going on when you have a family. But that last part she said, it's kind of like she's saying we always have to have drama on our show.
To have the best support system and the best family to really just support each other no matter what we're going through.
And
like, you're going to have some weeks that are, you know, casual, but it's, we got this going on. We got the blah, blah, blah. Oh my God. I have a pretty lax life, as the cool kids say.
And when it comes to co-parenting with Kanye, it's all smooth sailing.
Are you sure?
According to the source, the former couple has been successfully co-parenting their kids. Both of them have been supportive of one another and ultimately want what's best for their little ones.
Oh, man. And we'll get to Kanye in a second.
And that support was on full display last week when Kim and the kids were spotted at Kanye's Donda album listening event in Atlanta.
Hell yeah, and we'll get to that in a second. And actually, they're about to play some Kanye music, so I really can't play that because of copyright. So let me see. There's copyright to real bitch. Oh, she's a dumb whore. That was very rude and loud, and I'm sure what my neighbors are thinking right now is bizarre. Here is the video of Kanye West living inside the Atlanta stadium that the Falcons play at. The Atlanta Falcons. They're funny. But yeah, Kanye West is living inside there. Because he's so edgy and wild and the goat at pulling publicity stunts.
Kanye West has seemingly grounded himself and he's not coming out until he finishes Donda.
Oh, he's the man. Everyone hates Kanye, but man, he's the most talked about person of the last 20 years.
I mean, it was just fun to go in and just do something from our heart.
According to multiple reports, the rapper is living at Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium as he continues to work on his new album.
What I love is people... I got to skip through this because they're about to play the music. I love how people are like, oh, how's he living there? Is he living in the bleacher seats? No. They got an executive room for him. He ain't living the hard life. He lives the good life. You know what I mean? Just don't go around those gold diggers and touch the sky. I'm just naming every song at this point.
Kanye's late mother was supposed to be released at midnight on Friday following his listening event at the venue Thursday night.
It's extremely important to me.
Well, that release date came and went and still no album.
What if like this CD never gets released? Because like he was saying, oh, I'm going to release it. And then I'm looking at Spotify and I woke up the next morning at like 8 a.m. and I'm like, where's Donda?
And according to Variety, Kanye is now eyeing to drop his new music on August 6th. ET has reached out to Kanye's rep for comment. But on Saturday, people started wondering about the Grammy winner's living situation when he was spotted at an Atlanta United FC soccer game in the stadium. The dad of four was wearing the same outfit he sported during his Thursday listening party.
I just skipped through this. Look at me, I'm Kanye. What a genius.
Listening event on Thursday, Kanye played his new album for guests.
And you know, all the fans there probably thought it was the greatest thing ever. It's like all the fans of Kanye that bowed out to him. Now listen, probably one of the greatest rappers of all time. He is an absolute genius. He is so talented. I love all his songs up to about 2014. But oh my God, some of his fans act like he's like, I don't know, Robert Einstein. Or they're this person. He's a genius. He's Kanye West. Relax. He has anxiety too. He poops and he'll die someday too. He's a human being. Relax.
Including his estranged wife, Kim Kardashian, and their four kids, 8-year-old North, 5-year-old Saint, 3-year-old Chicago, and 2-year-old Psalm.
There really is a lot of kids. Like, as time goes by and you don't know any of these people in real life, you just kind of hear, oh, Kim Kardashian had a kid. So like, it sort of goes under the radar, but oh my God, she has four kids. All right, I gotta skip over this. They're playing the music. I hate copyright laws. All right, here's more about it.
Was also heavily covered on Keeping Up with the Kardashians' 20th and final season earlier this year.
Of course it was. What are they going to talk about? Their riveting lives?
I feel like a f***ing failure, that it's like a third f***ing marriage. Yeah, I feel like...
I mean, you did fail. The marriage didn't work, but that doesn't... You know what I mean? Like, people don't want to lose anymore. Everyone's like, I want to have a Phoenix Suns backup rally. No, they lost in the finals. That's all these people. Let's have a rally, a parade when they come back to town. Yeah. No. No. Get out of here. Same thing with Kim. My marriages have been failures. Yes. You failed in marriage. I don't know. You ever think about that? Like, everyone's afraid of failure. You're going to fail. You're going to fall to the ground. You're going to lose. But you're also going to have moments where you win. And that moment is happening right now because you decided to listen to this podcast.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Ah, we have so much to get into.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment. Do I have any more spots? Oh, I can't forget about Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop on Kennedy Boulevard at Salon Loft next door to McDonald's. How could I forget about RichKBarber.com? Rich, I am so sorry, bro. Listen, Rich Keeley is the best barber, not just in the Bay Area, but in the whole world. So maybe you're listening in Fort Myers and you want to drive on up to the Bay Area and get a haircut with Rich Keeley or whatever you want to do. Go to richkbarber.com, sign up for an appointment because he's going to be booked really fast. He's not your average haircut. He's not your awful haircut. He's the best haircut of all time. So you got to imagine he's always going to be packed. So you got to schedule ahead of time. And when you do that at richkbarber.com and you sit down in a chair, tell him I sent you.
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, this little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarre, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle paste?
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself?
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hey, 856-49-HOPPY.
856-494-6773. Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Oh, he got a fetus.
Kourtney Kardashian and her boyfriend Travis Barker's daughter, Alabama, already seem to have a super sweet bond.
You know, Travis Barker's ex-wife is not a fan. Watch out, she's crazy. I'm not saying Travis is a perfect person, but watch out, she's crazy.
Earlier this month, the Blink-182 drummer's 15-year-old daughter revealed on her Instagram just how special her relationship with Kourtney is, referring to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star as her stepmom.
Nah, I never met the Kardashians.
Never met the Kardashians.
Oh, she did that. That's why they said
that. It's no surprise.
It was Travis Barker's daughter in a group chat, and they're talking, and they're on like IG Live, and they're talking about Kourtney. And this is the clip that Access Hollywood used where like her Wi-Fi was breaking out, which I'm surprised. I mean, never mind. Like, I don't even know why you would use that clip. Nothing against the Wi-Fi of Travis Barker and his daughter, but I don't know what Access Hollywood got out of. What?
That's why they said that.
Great clip, guys. Riveting journalism.
It's no surprise the duo seem close. The Posh founder loves to share the couple's fun family adventures on her social media. Back in April, Kourtney joined Travis and his kids for a winter wonderland getaway in Utah. And
oh yeah, relatable. Let's go to Utah.
That's not all. In June, Kourtney joined Travis and his daughter Alabama and his 17-year-old son Landon for a beach getaway in Montecito, California. Kourtney isn't the only one building a sweet relationship with the pair's kiddos. The 45-year-old rocker and her 9-year-old daughter Penelope, whom she shares with her ex Scott Disick, also appear.
Oh man, so they both got crazy exes. You know, Scott Disick's a sociopathic weirdo that dates women half his age because he's a creep and lives in the past. Travis Barker's ex-wife. Oh, God. So imagine, like, Kourtney and Travis are probably very damaged, like all humans are when they reach 40, because you're pretty much damaged by your childhood. So I could see them, like, being a good couple.
Appear to have one adorable connection. Earlier this month, for Penelope's 9th birthday,
yeah,
she was gifted a new custom pink drum set. And the
so they will live happily ever after, this family. They're not going to break up. Time will tell. Speaking of one family that is just nauseating, is Blake Shelton. Because he's so likable. And it's not that I'm jealous, but it's always the people that are really likable that you hear have like demons. Like Jimmy Fallon and his drinking problem. But I'm going to play ping pong with everybody on my TV show because I don't know how to interview people and I interrupt them. Well, that fake nice guy routine goes with Blake Shelton as well. Like, hey, got a weird heart and I live off a minimum wage, my minimum wage love. Dude, I just had to get a second job today because I'm part-time in radio. Trust me, Blake Shelton, you don't want to be part-time. Number two, he's now going around doing this.
And Gwen Stefani are riding that honeymoon high note. During a performance at CMA Summer Jam in Nashville, the country star adorably introduced his new wife by her married name.
Had to use that last name. I'm going to lock you down. Make sure you never cheat on me. We're never going to divorce. Because in that moment, I called you by your full name. And I brought in the word Sheldon. Because I'm a man. And I got to mark my territory. Gwen Stefani, Sheldon. Ugh. You hear that controllingness? I'm going to lock you down. I got you reserved. The way he was like, Sheldon, who cares about Stefani? Sheldon, I got to pronounce my name to be manly. Because I'm Blake Sheldon, I'm manly. All right, so there's another 2 minutes of about them being a happy couple. And this rant can never be accused of as about me being jealous that someone's in a relationship because I'm in a relationship, bitch. Your boy be getting laid. Hopefully not off by my job. Get it? Because I do have sex, though. I live the life.
Hey, guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with Chris Brown and his magnetic teeth.
Oh, God. Chris Brown literally could have been the next Michael Jackson. So talented. Oh, he's so talented, but oh, he's such a scumbag. You know what I mean? Like, he's so good. I love his music. Like, I'm a huge Chris Brown fan since fifth grade. Like, I love him. I wouldn't even want him within 100 yards of my daughter. Like, absolute scumbag, scum of the earth, but he sings really well.
He treated himself to a 24-karat gold grill with a magnetic retention design.
Quarter life crisis.
That won't affect the way he speaks.
Oh, thank God, because we need to hear the wise words and life advice of Chris Brown.
Celebrity dentist Thomas Connelly shared a photo of the singer and wrote Breezy had 9 magnetic embedded gold crowns placed on his back molars. This allows the grills to fit and lock in with the magnets on the fronts of all of his teeth.
Oh, cool.
According to TMZ, the grill...
Man, we know more about Chris Brown's teeth than we do his psychological evaluations he should be having.
Bills are worth $100,000. Hopefully, with the teeth, we will see Chris smile more. And speaking of smiling, I hope you all were cheesing as hard as I was when...
Were you cheesing?
Jennifer made their Instagram debut. Over the weekend, Jennifer Lopez celebrated her 52nd birthday, and she posted a series of photos while aboard a yacht in Saint-Tropez. The photos showed J-Lo in a printed bikini and left cover-up, with the last shot showing Jen and Ben Affleck kissing. Singer captioned the post as 5'2", what it do, with a big pink heart emoji. Recall, Bennifer was engaged back in 2002, but they never made it to the altar. They rekindled their romance in April, just a month after J-Lo ended her 2-year engagement to Alex Rodriguez. What do you guys think of this? Let me know in the comments.
We will.
And moving on to some Rolling Loud news. XXL freshman rapper Flo Milli hit the stage this weekend and celebrated the 1-year anniversary of her debut mixtape, Ho, Why Is You Here? She also ran into Travis Scott, and the two took a picture, which she captioned on her story as real life Barbie and Ken vibes with a pink heart emoji. Well, fans, specifically Kylie Jenner fans, did not like this and quickly.
And I don't care either. My life's too short. What's going on with DaBaby?
DaBaby is apologizing amid backlash over his recent derogatory comments against gay men and those with HIV and AIDS.
Yeah, he didn't really think this one out. Also, like, what he said was completely awful, but this is making me wonder if the rappers of the past who said homophobic things, because there were rappers in the past that said homophobic things. Ja Rule, rest in peace DMX, Eminem, 50 Cent. That F word was used a lot. So I wonder if the rappers are getting nervous. Also, yeah, DaBaby's a scumbag. He's really talented, but he said really awful things. But we're also talking about the philosopher of life known as DaBaby.
In a new tweet, the rapper wrote, "Anybody."
And when I think of really nice people, I think of DaBaby.
"Anybody who done ever been affected by AIDS/HIV. What I said was insensitive, even though I have no intentions on offending anybody.
Got it.
So my apologies." He added, "But the LGBT community, I ain't tripping on y'all. Do you. Y'all business is y'all business."
Not an apology at all. He's pretty much saying, I don't care about you. Keep doing what you got to do. And that's why I played the laugh track sound effect, is he's pretty much just not saying sorry.
The apology comes as the hip-hop artist faces mounting criticism for making homophobic remarks on stage at Rolling Loud this past weekend. At one point, he told the crowd...
He was Rolling Loud!
...to hold up their cell phone lights if they, quote, didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, or any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases. Diagnoses he claimed would, quote, make you die in 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh man, we got Dr. DaBaby over here.
He went on to make similarly disparaging comments about gay men, telling fans to hold their phones up if they weren't men who had oral sex in the parking lot.
Whoa, weird, man. It's very vibes. Like, I want to be homophobic today. Let's be homophobic on this stage. Nothing says getting the party going like being homophobic. Like, what, DaBaby? talk about, oh, my girl's a masterpiece. My girl is a masterpiece. My girl is a masterpiece. My girl is a do that, DaBaby. You're a good rapper. I'm hanging out with Jack Harlow, who's really cool. What's poppin'? I'm in a brand new, just hopped in. A brand new whip, just hopped in. Do that, DaBaby. Don't say homophobic things. You're actually talented. You're one of the few good mumble rappers because you're not really mumbling. But man, are these things homophobic. Why can't you just say, hey, let's get the party going. We're rolling loud. Are you guys smoking that loud? Hey, did anybody bring in their masterpiece and you left your wife at home? Yeah, that's all you had to do with the baby, but no. I'm going to say homophobic and career-canceling things. Let's get the party going. Jesus.
He later talked about the controversy in a since-deleted Instagram Stories video, reportedly calling those who are HIV positive, quote, nasty, and quote...
Weird, man. Karma will hit him.
Quote, junkies on the street.
Along with legal issues.
DaBaby's comments drew criticism from many, notably including Dua Lipa, who collaborated with him on her hit song Levitating.
Yeah, that's one of the big names in the pop world. You don't really want to piss off that, because then you will be canceled.
She wrote in an Instagram Stories post, I'm surprised and horrified at DaBaby's comments.
Yeah, not good.
I really don't recognize this as the person I worked with. I know my fans know where my heart lies.
She's like, promise, guys, I'm nothing like him, okay? Okay? You guys got that? I'm nothing like him. Okay, leave me alone. It's called covering your ass. It's like sending an email at work. Like, you always got to, like, leave the receipt there and, you know, go, I didn't say anything. So if any of her fans go, you're homophobic, you're homophobic, Dua Lipa, she's like, no, I sent out the tweet and the post saying I'm not. The same thing with a work email. Guys, here's a picture of everything I completed. Here you go.
And that I stand 100% with the LGBTQ community.
See, when she posts this, I know she does, and she seems like a good person and cool vibes, but I'm saying she's also doing this so she doesn't get canceled.
We need to come together to fight the stigma and ignorance around HIV/AIDS, a UK-based HIV and sexual health.
All right, moving on. 85. Actually, let's play out the rest of the info. I don't want to be disrespectful. Let's hear what they were going to say.
Based HIV and sexual health charity also reacted to DaBaby's words. Terrence Higgins Trust's campaigns director told the BBC, comments like DaBaby's perpetuate HIV-related stigma and discrimination, as well as spreading misinformation about HIV. You can now live a long, healthy life with HIV, thanks to medical progress when you're diagnosed and accessing treatment.
There you go. 856-49-HAPPY. This guy's fun to rip into. This asswipe. Pierce Morgan. Who's literally the goat at being around. Because he just says really loud things. Because there's literally no talent there. But he's just mean. Here you go. Right here.
TV personality Pierce Morgan is recovering today from a severe bout of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Morgan says he caught the virus at the big soccer final in London 2 weeks ago.
Soccer just reeks of COVID. Those crowds.
Morgan, who is fully vaccinated with the AstraZeneca shots, was there with his three sons.
It's almost like we don't know what's going on with COVID. And now you got the CDC telling us, you got to wear masks. I thought we didn't have to. Shut up. It's almost like we don't know what's going on. So that's the rest of the headline. Piers Morgan says he had severe COVID-19 despite vaccine. Oh, I'm in this last headline. I don't really... I'll let it explain itself because I want to give Britney Spears the time of day. I do want to give it to her. Why Britney Spears may have to get a psychic evaluation. Psychiatric. Well, maybe a psychic evaluation would help too.
Britney Spears is raising eyebrows, posing topless on social media. And
That was kind of hot, but I was like, what are you doing, Britney?
Even some of her diehard fans are saying maybe she should tone it down a little during her ongoing court battle.
Yeah, guys, keep judging her. This whole time in the last 40 years of her life, she's been judged when she was growing up in that small town. She was judged by her parents. She was judged by the record companies. She was judged by Timberlake. She was judged by K-Fed. She was judged by her dad. She was judged by the judge. But then you got the fans that go, free Britney, we care about you. We are so on your side, even though we've never met you and we never will meet you. And then they're like, oh, but you posing topless? What are you doing, Britney? By saying, what are you doing, Britney? You're no different than the paparazzi. Shut up. Actually, you know what? I'm not giving the Free Britney team the time of day. They're douchebags. They're douchebags. Oh, we care about Britney's health, but we think she needs a psychiatric evaluation because she posed topless. Shut up. You know how you were brought into this world? Your mom and dad had sex. Everybody has sex. Relax. Life's short. Live it up and get laid.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
I know.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
I'm right here.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Bye.
And like that, he's gone.